Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 47, recorded on July 23rd, 2024. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and I'm the host of this podcast. Today's episode is going to be a look forward into what we are planning on releasing in the 2024.07.2.0 release, also called the summer 2024 release. Next week in episode 48, I'll go into much more detail on what was actually included in the release. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Okay, so what is coming in the summer seasonal release? This is going to be a fairly light release as far as features go, but there is one major update I wanted to give before going into what is actually in the release. We released the sandbox creation feature as public preview in the spring release. I covered this in a previous podcast, as well as highlighting it in one of the release overview videos that are on my OneTrust. This feature was scheduled to be released as general availability in the upcoming summer release, but is going to be held back until the 2024.08.1.0 release, which will be available after August 16th, so just a 3-week delay. The reason this feature is being held back is because we are not quite done with it yet. There is one item left to do. And in keeping with our policy of not pushing features out that aren't ready, we are holding this back for one more sprint or 3 weeks to ensure that it is complete and ready for everyone to use. We are also finalizing the pricing and details around how many sandboxes you can have and how much they will cost. All of that information will be made available very soon, and the current plan is to release the sandbox creation feature in the 2024.08.1.0 release. And just a reminder also that this is a copy of your production tenant to a sandbox tenant. This does not include a copy from your sandbox back to production. That work is still in process. Okay, let's take a look at what we expect to be in the release, and we'll look at it by product. In consent management, we will be releasing version 4 of the High Performance Data Subject API as public preview, as well as version 4 of the Bulk Data Subject Export API. In ethics program management, the disclosure defensibility feature will be released as public preview. The dynamic risk workflows feature in tech risk and compliance will be going GA in this release. And finally, in third-party due diligence, we have two features. The Dow Jones usage tracking dashboard will be released as GA, and the usage tracking data drill down will be released as public preview. If you aren't sure what any of these features are or want more detail, then you're in luck. I'll cover all these features plus many of the minor Tier 3 features in next week's podcast, and there will be feature overview videos coming out after the release that go into much more detail and even showing a brief demo of the feature. We are also creating our first ever feature walkthrough video for the Bulk Data Subject Export API, which will be a deep dive into how the API works and what you need to do to start using it. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this week. I know it was a fairly short podcast. We will be doing a much longer podcast on next Monday, which will be a deep dive into the summer release. The following week will be a very deep dive into the data subject APIs, the version 4 that we're releasing as public preview. Hope to have the product manager on and a field expert on to talk about use cases, why you should use it, and how it works, and all those great things. As always, if you have any feedback, questions, or recommendations, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@onetrust.com. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.